terms of, like, I feel like I am trying to kind of manifest and ask for certain guidance in terms of obviously getting to that place mentally, spiritually, and physically. But then in terms of manifesting, like, the opportunity, is it still because I'm blocked or because I feel like I am kind of putting out into the universe, where should I go next? Should I be going next? Where is my mentor? Like, what should I be doing? So I don't get overwhelmed and so it happens with ease and grace. But in some aspect, I feel like it's not, I'm attuned to getting messages, but it's not happening as quickly as I would like. So is it because I'm delaying it, or is it just because it's all divinely occurring and I just need to trust that now I'm opening it up and saying, yes, I want it, and that it will come to me in terms of direction for where to go with the music, who to work with, etc.?
The first. If I were you, I'm not kidding. I would put up stickies, notes. You can put hearts around them, decorate them however you want. You can do different colors, you know, maybe different, like, mediums, you know. Put 500,000 all over your house. Put it on your stickies. Put it on the toilet seat. Put not the toilet seat because that's what you're releasing. But put it anywhere else. 500,000. Get used to it. So to answer your question really easily, yes, you're blocking it because you haven't decided if you want it yet.
Okay, so once I work on that, overcoming that, then all my manifestations will come to be more so.
They're saying don't work on it, honey, allow it. Work means you're striving to create something. Allowing means you allow the gift that is already presented to your soul that's waiting to come through. So it's about allowing it.
Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome so much.
Guys. Okay. Thank you so much. Sorry, guys, I have to run, but I'll see you guys next week.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
All right, Miss Ruth. Oh, I'm glad you're back. I looked over and I was like, I get to see your house too, so it's fun.
How are you today?
Hi, honey. How can we help you?
Well, I just really enjoyed the channel today, and I'm just, if they have anything to tell me, I would like to hear it, I guess.
Perfect. Okay. And say your first name, please.
Ruth.
And say it again, please.
Ruth.
So how are you doing in believing in yourself is what they're saying. I feel like it's growing, and I feel like they wanted to just expand. Like, so I feel like you've grown. And so and the feeling I have is like, okay, we got to start. It's kind of like a tulip bulb. Like, we see the bulb. It's looking good. And they have, like, the not tulips become bushes, but imagine something that comes into a big bush. That's how I feel like that's where you're headed. So tell me, they're saying, tell us how you're feeling about all that.
Well, I do see that I've made some progress in myself, but...
I feel it, too. I feel it, too.
Yeah. Even from last time I was talking with you, I think that it really stayed with me a lot. And
lovely.
So that was a really good thing.
Lovely. Really lovely. Okay.
But there's still room for growth.
Okay, and say your name again, please.
Ruth.
And say it one more time.
Ruth.
Okay, there's something somebody told you. I don't know who it was. It feels like, say your name one more time, please.
Ruth.
It's not like a mother. It would be a school teacher, Sunday school teacher, an aunt, a neighbor, something like that. And they told you something that wasn't true. And I feel like you believed it. So it's the kind of thing where okay. I can only use my personal examples because I don't know how else to explain this. So I personally love Barbara Streisand. It's just my thing. I love her. I adore her. I love her power. I love how she embodies power, you know. So, you know, when I listen to her story, she always talks about, like, how her mother didn't believe in her. you know, so her mother was like, you're not going to make it, you know, and apparently, you know, Barbara tells the story and, you know, it's part of her concerts. You know, she went 2 years of therapy to get over this issue. That's how it feels to me. It feels like somebody kind of caged in your beliefs about what was possible for you or what you were capable of or what you were allowed to believe about yourself. Say your name again, please.
Ruth.
What I feel like is the problem, I feel like they were, how do I say this? I don't feel like it was done maliciously. There was no malicious intent. It was more so that they were just sharing their level of consciousness with you. And the thing is that you had a higher level of consciousness than they did. So you were right. For your level of awareness, but they could only see through their level of awareness. But what happened, it's starting to shift. You are so good at taking the energies. It's just phenomenal. So what you're being invited to do now is simply, I can feel the energy of her, but I don't know who she is. So what you're being invited to do now is simply to hold the intention and mindset to release any like doubting Thomases and anyone that like held you back, any beliefs that limited your power, your capability, your... Ruth, say your name one more time, please.
Ruth.
It feels like a Sunday school teacher is someone that somehow had some kind of instruction. Maybe it was like a Girl Scout troop leader. I don't know, but like someone that was instructing you. And so whoever it was, the thing was that they were an authority figure. Like it wasn't just a neighbor walking down the street or something. It was somebody where your consciousness assumed, well, they must be right because they're in some kind of position of authority of teaching you or telling you something. So you decided that they were right. So at this point in time, what Spirit is inviting you to do is simply to release yourself of the burden of having to believe in anyone else's dream of reality, anyone else's version of reality. So just as they were talking about how we really create our own version, and even like channelers, what they were, this part I remember because it was like, wow, that even channelers are bringing through information based on like almost what they're ready to receive, like what they're ready to accept as truth for them. And they're saying that's why different channelers are bringing information based on what they are ready to open up to receive. And it's interesting. And then I guess we attract the vibration that fits for that level of readiness, which is kind of cool if you think about it. So what they're saying is as you open up to the freedom, they're saying freedom. One moment, please. With your permission, they want to extend a special gift to you. So one moment. Wow, it's just beautiful to me. I don't know how it is or why it is or what it is, but it's what I do feel like is you're very open and to receiving the gifts, which is beautiful. I'm learning from you. I'm learning from you. You're very open to receiving. So it's allowing yourself to receive the awareness that those limitations are not real as you release them, and understanding that was what's true for them, but that's certainly not what's true for you, and certainly not what's true for you in this place and time. That God certainly has the power, and that is it's available for you to create what is real and true for you. And to your delight, even that is changing moment to moment, day by day, as you receive the higher energies in divine appointment. So I feel like just opening up to the awareness that what it's just holding that awareness that what you believe is real and true and possible for you really has opened up and is much more there's much more room for advancement than you previously allowed yourself to believe, and it was just based on what other people understood about life, and it was real for them because they were creating life based on their beliefs, and they were right that in their experience it really was that way, but that actually you knew better then and you know better now, and it's not from a judgmental standpoint, it's from an awareness standpoint. And I just see you opening up, even in this conversation, because the energies are flowing to you. I see you opening up and accepting that. So just allow that to flower. You must like flowers, because I just always see flowers with you. So just allow that they keep saying the word flowers. I'm going to repeat it. Allow that to open up and flower and flourish for you. And just play with that awareness. And that's going to be your next step.
Okay,
and I'll leave you with that. Hey, Ms. Valerie.
Hi.
Hi.
I will leave it open to Spirit also to, whatever they want to say.
Okay.
Thank you.
You just look so good to me energetically.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, yes.
You really look good to me energetically. Okay. And say your first name, please.
Valerie.
And say it again, please.
Valerie.
And say it one more time, please.
Valerie.
Your hair's down, so it's going to be a really strange message because they're telling me to tell you to let your hair down. I'm like, but her hair is down. I'm like, can we give her a different message? Like, I'm trying to direct traffic here. Okay. Excuse me. So what they mean by that is I feel like you were limited. And of course I know a little bit about your background, but I feel it even more so, even from the little I do know. I feel like there is a little, that you were just, controlled, like just held back, held back. And so it's sort of like, you know, when you walk a puppy and you got the leash and it's like, you got to walk this way and the puppy just wants to run free. The puppy just wants a field to run around and be a puppy. And that's how it feels to me. I feel like you need what they're saying is that to give yourself permission to kind of like cut loose and just let it all out and just allow yourself to have freedom. I feel like freedom is extremely important. It'll be a very, very important gift, and it can just be an exercise. So let me explain what freedom means. Valerie, say your name again, please.
Valerie.
Yeah. Okay, so here's freedom. Freedom is you eat ice cream for breakfast and you have your protein for the evening. Freedom is you go to church wearing a pair of jeans and a t-shirt when normally you dress up. Freedom is living your, I don't want to say living your life by your own rules, because there's an element of even control in that. What they're trying to do is release something from you, and they're doing it through this exercise. So freedom would be, it just reminds me of when like in camp or whatever, and kids have pajama day. You know, like you're supposed to get dressed, but they're going to wear pajamas all day, or you're going to eat ice cream for breakfast. You're just free to do what you want to do just because you want to do it, not because it's healthy for you, not because it makes sense, not because, you read it in the latest magazine, but because you get called to it. And I know you do this. I know you do this because you're like, oh, I'm going for a bike ride. I feel led to. So you're good at this. One moment. Say your name again, please, Val.
Valerie.
Yeah, you have to do it to the nth degree. There's a reason for this. To the nth degree. to let your hair out, to allow yourself to just be you, nothing held back. I'm going to give you my example. It's the only way I know how to teach. I was on Facebook. People are like, oh my God, you know, you're talking to strangers and they think I'm kind of kooky. But this example, you may have been in that group when I gave this example, but so be it, this is just me. So I befriended someone on Facebook. You know, I'm up to 3,000 people already. It's getting kind of silly. But nevertheless, I don't know how I ran into this guy. And I normally just check if you have at least 100 same friends. I'm like, okay, obviously you like spiritual stuff. Check, check, check. And I don't look at the rest because I don't have time. But this man, there was something about this man's face that just caught my attention. He passed my test. He was over 100 friends. So I took the time to click onto him. And what I discovered about him was he's a hippie. He's a hippie. Like, you don't see hippies anymore. You know, the 60s are over. You really don't see hippies anymore. But this man is still a hippie. So he's got the long hair and he's got the peace, love, and the whatever. So of course I've seen a hippie before. It's like no big deal to me. But there was something about this man's, how do I say it? Like, authenticity that really, really struck me. I can't explain it, Valerie, but there was like an energetic thing about him where I really got that he listened to his own drummer, like his own inner drummer kind of thing, rather than what other people thought. I mean, and he wasn't trying to be a hippie, you know, he wasn't trying to fit into other hippies. It was more so of him, like, and I felt that energetically, of him just really being who he was. And that's what they're trying to get you to. That's what they're trying to get you to. And the energy I feel is it's almost been a little bit of like a push-pull kind of thing. So it's sort of like people exerting control over you. So that it then becomes, and I hope that it's okay that I say this, but I have to give the message. People exerting control over you. So then it's like, well, you want to exert the control and have the control, not over them, but over yourself. But they're saying that there's an energy difference between, see if this makes sense, and hopefully it does. There's an energy difference. And I'm sure I could use this message as well, between having control over yourself, so no one else has control over you, versus living from your authentic self. And there's an energetic difference, and that's what they're trying to get to for you. And it has something to do with releasing a blocked energy in you. And somehow that blocked energy has to do with you getting like the reins of control so no one else has it, which is kind of like they're saying that's the first step, but that there's a second step to the process, which is even more freeing. And as you get to that second step, that's when something's going to be, an energy is going to come through you, an energy channel, something or other is going to flow through you. So does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
It's a subtle difference, and I'll have to feel my way through it.
Right.
I understand. It's a deeper level of authenticity, yeah.
Okay.
And having control is sort of an active thing, and I think being authentic means sort of settling into yourself, more passive in a way.
Okay, and say your name again, please.
Valerie.
And say it one more time.
Valerie.
They're saying it's about having the desires travel through on the energy of love. So, so when you said passive, there was something energetically I wanted to try to add to that.
Right.
And it has to do with it being like arriving on the energy of loving yourself, like gifts coming to you. Like it gets traveled from the energy of love to you. Okay. It's really good and it's really healing for you, and it's going to accelerate your transition is what they're saying. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, powerful messages for powerful times for powerful women. We are all about the power today to understand and help you play with the aspect of power. It is something that is not shown as being ladylike, as being fashionable at times. However, it is the mark of the future. It is what will save the planet. So we embrace you with our loving power, with the energy that you will empower yourselves with. And we share our blessings and love. Love for the future you will extend to yourselves. Love for the creations you will permit yourself to enjoy, to embody. Indeed, you are standing on the threshold of major change, of a major revolution, a revolution coming from within. In fact, you do possess the power. Until next time, we, one moment, please. Okay, I'm not sure why, but they want to leave us with one last energy attunement. So with your permission, they are going to simply extend the energies one more time. Indeed, you see, we follow ourselves impulsively, do we not? It would not be appropriate to extend an attunement at the end, and yet, there we just did it. You see, we are demonstrating to you what you are all capable of doing, to listening to your own innate wisdom and to follow it. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.